listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Amen. Well, pick your analogous story to today's fabulous but potentially bitterness-inducing gospel parable from Jesus. Let's say there's a new hire at work who comes on board right at the beginning of December, and when the boss hands out the Christmas bonuses, she gets the exact same amount as everyone else. Or you've got the guy who gets the World Series ring after only 4 plate appearances with the Nationals. He still gets the exact same ring in October as those guys who showed up in Florida for spring training of 2019 and gave it all for the team day in and day out all through the season. This happens all the time. We've had a tactile example this week with the rain here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia region. The rain showers everyone, everything, regardless. And in this pandemic season, what about all those who've got it better than you, who seem to be in a much better place with work, kids, with school, with time off? Fabulous stories, but potentially bitterness-inducing, right? Or, you know, you don't even need an analogous story here. You could easily just connect this same story that Jesus tells with a day here. Every day, there are day laborers ready to work. Now, I'm not sure if this exists actually here in Northern Virginia, but I just haven't been around Home Depot enough at the right times. But I remember in San Diego, outside pretty much any Home Depot, there were groups of men mostly, early in the mornings, before the sun even comes up, 6 a.m. in the morning, groups of men hanging out early with these styrofoam cups of coffee, hoping that you might hire them for some yard work that day, or maybe a project in the house or outside of the house. $20 for the day, that's the equivalent to 1 denarius. $20, it's not much for a day's wage, but it is enough to feed a family that night at the dinner table. Barely, but you could. Some rice and beans, maybe a small bucket of fried chicken, or a couple cans of soup. So imagine a man doing some major landscape work in his yard instead of vineyard work. Person today, he hires guys all through the day to do this landscaping project. He's hiring people all through the day, and he pays the ones that he hires last, right around happy hour, the very same wage that he pays and agrees to pay the guys he hired at 6 a.m. Any bitterness? Are you above it? Are you happy for the late hire-ons? When you think of it in terms of providing dinner that night for the worker and his or her family, maybe it is understood a little bit differently. And it seems to me that's what the landlord in the parable was thinking. This tells us about God. God is certainly interested in everyone in the community having enough to feed their family around the table. God is certainly interested in the community taking care of one another. There's a lesson in this parable in that way. God is certainly compassionate and generous. That's what Jesus kicks off this whole story, to say the realm of God is like everyone having enough, everyone having what they need. Do you hear this parable and relate more to the landowner? What's your first inclination in terms of your perspective, of your social location? Are you too in a position to hire day laborers? Or do you relate more with the workers? Have you been, or maybe you are currently, in a tight spot where you need to feed your family tonight, or you can barely eke out rent for this month. My pastor colleague and friend Cindy, who has always been an advocate for disability rights, shared with me that she doesn't believe the ones who were hired last are lazy at all. And in fact, the text says that. The landowner finds them, says, "Why are you idle here in the marketplace?" And they say, we weren't hired. She believes the ones who were hired last are not lazy. They just weren't as physically attractive and able as the big, strong ones who were hired first. "This is a disability gospel, you see," Cindy exclaims. The latecomers desperately wanted to feed their families too. They wanted to be hired all day too, but someone else could jump higher. Someone else could lift more. Someone else could cut faster, offer more bang for your buck. "Are you envious because I'm generous?" the landowner asks the bitter ones. I think it's a perspective we can all probably share. I think we can be envious of others' blessings. Those who seem to be doing better than me. Family members and friends who seem to be doing better than me. Co-workers who make more. Parents who have more. Neighbors who show more. As the temperatures here in the mid-Atlantic regions are dropping, as the season is changing, as the leaves are starting to drop as well, and colors are just beginning to change, this is a season, this is an opportunity for growth and great soul searching. Isn't it interesting? As the fall is kind of, as things are dying, this is an opportunity for God's people to slow down. And it is an opportunity for growth, for some quiet soul searching. God is working on you quietly, friends in Christ. Even with all the noise and energy and chaos all around in this world, God is working on you, whispering to you, "Let go of your bitterness and your resentment." God's words are deep down in our bones. Stop worrying about what others are getting and what you're not getting. Do you have enough to eat for tonight? I want everyone to have enough. Do you see? God says. And your anger and your bitterness is pulling you down, holding you back from being the fully human being I created you to be. Let that stuff go and share and love and enjoy as I have shared and loved you generously and freely and compassionately. That takes some work, I know, God says, but I created you to do this. So I know you've got it in you. I know you've got that clean heart. And I know I created a holy community for you to support you in this heart-tending work. This is our time, friends in Christ, both to recognize God's compassion and generosity, where everyone gets what they need, everyone gets enough, everyone gets to feed their families, gets a roof over their head, the medicine they need, the education they need. Wow, I guess God gets quickly political here if we're paying attention to this text. But then again, if it's God calling us to do it, then food and clothing and health is literally theology. These are words about God. Yeah, this is our time, friends in Christ, both to recognize and give thanks for God's great compassion and generosity, slow to mercy and abounding in steadfast love. And also, this is our time to slow down and recognize God's great compassion and generosity within ourselves, even and especially if it's been buried. Don't dig it out. God's compassion that's in you, because it is. God's compassion is deep within you. Don't dig it out. Think about it like this. Let it rest in you today. Let it find a home. in you today, a new home in you today. God's compassion, let that grow in you deep down, in and through all of us. And finally, something that grows deep down finally will break the surface and better the world, offering beauty and food and companionship. These are the ways God's love is made known, through us. And in real and tangible ways, things you can touch, food and companionship, nature. Isn't it amazing when a new tree that you've planted turns from a beautiful little sapling into an actual source of shade, or even a source of food, or a source of beauty, maybe even into a companion or a friend? That's the kind of growth God's got in store for us. It's growth that takes time. This bitterness conversation, it's something that takes time. God has planted us and grows us. Do you see what's happening here? Do you see that flip? Christ is both planted and planter, sheep and shepherd. God is ultimately the gracious vineyard owner here, the land owner, bestowing gifts of enough on all of us, no matter what time we arrived. Siblings in Christ, we entrust ourselves to God, who loves us, who showers us with blessings, who brings us in, calls and sends us out with enough, with clean hearts to share our abundance, and this good news of our generous God whose name is love. This is a narrow way. Recognizing and taking hold and receiving God's abundant mercy. This is a narrow way. And today we continue down this winding narrow way, but we do that together. And we do that singing praise and thanks for the broadness of God's generosity. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. The evangelical. That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body.
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.